The Houseboat Wars.
Yeah, Houseboat Wars, right.
Well, there was a group of people who didn't want to see things change. They wanted it like it stay what was, funky, odd collection of boats.
And it used to be rent-free.
Well, it wasn't. He's supposed to pay our guests and rent. A lot of people didn't, and a lot of people just didn't want to see the change and new docks, and they resisted the changes. They, you know, they filed a lawsuit, they blocked in a pile driver, there were lots of protests, and the remnants of that community are still there, and they're now up for approval before the Bay Commission. They've been approved by the county, so there's going to be some more changes down there. But I think resisting it just made a lot of the public improvements not be implemented, you know, the public access and bicycle paths and things, amenities down there. And it's, the whole community has just changed greatly. I mean, even the people who resisted before now have jobs and income, and you know, they have children, they want to improve things, so it's the people who protest before are now the ones pushing for all these positive upgrades in that community. So it's kind of ironic that I think if they'd gotten on board much sooner, there wouldn't have been this protest, and there certainly, everyone down there could have been accommodated, and I just think it was just, you know, once things started changing, and like you took an old boat and started, you put something brand new. I mean, the contrast between the two became remarkable, whereas before, if everything was funky and low-key, all the odd collection of things worked together, but it seems like once you brought something spanking new, it kind of put a whole different light on the community, and where once things were picturesque, now they all of a sudden they became kind of looking more funky and dilapidated, so. But we spent a lot of time down there, and we liked it.
Trip at a time in my life where I was experiencing a lot of new things. And Hawaii, I don't even know what to say. It was one of those perfect vacations. Never seen water or land that was so beautiful. It made me feel beautiful. It was the most relaxed I think I can ever remember. I was a bit wary going out on the catamaran. Well, that was a little nerve-wracking. Yeah, I think what it did for me is it helped me to expand my world and believe that there was more that I could have in this world, or not have, but experience in this world, and not settle. And I've experienced the same every time I travel outside the country, actually. It opens up new possibilities and new connections and new places within my being that I carry into my day-to-day, but they're kind of tucked away. But they're there.